Okay, welcome to the 14th cycle of Daf Yomi. Very, very exciting. Brachot Daf Bet Amud Aleph. A lot of people here. I hope that there are this many people in this year, in the last Daf of Nida in 7.5 years, Amir Shem. Okay, the Mishnah starts out, Me'ematai Karin et Shema Be'arvin. Right, we're asking from what time period, from what time are we allowed to start reading Kriyat Shema Shel Erev? So a couple of introductory points just to A, the beginning of Shas, and specifically as it pertains to Mariv Kriyat Shema. Why is this where we're starting? Right, why is this that where we're starting? So the Chida suggests that it is the first thing that you do as a Bar Chiyuva. Right, when you think about it, this is the first mitzvah for a Jew. Now, the first mitzvah for the Jewish people is a Chodesh Yelachem. But the first mitzvah that you do as a Jew is Kriyat Shema, because the day starts from the night, and you just became a Bar Chiyuva because now you're a Bar Mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah that you're doing? It's Kriyat Shema. And therefore, it's the first mitzvah in Shas. Now, that does actually assume one side of Machloket, which is to say, do we assume that you become Bar Mitzvah exactly at the start of the day of your 13th birthday? Or do you need Me'et Le'et, meaning you were born at 2 a.m., then you're only a Bar Chiyuva from 2 a.m.? That's actually a Machloket. I think Reb Chaim would wake up his children in the middle of the night if they were born in the middle of the night. So you should say Kriyat Shema again, now you're Chayiv. It's a very interesting shita. It's not how we pass in the Halacha, but this is your first mitzvah as a Bar Chiyuva. I always think it's very interesting that the idea of being Mekayim, a mitzvah mideoraita for the first time is a tremendous, tremendous inyan that's totally lost on a Bar Mitzvah boy, right? I mean, like, your whole life, 13 years, you've been practicing these mitzvahs, everyone around you is doing tremendous kiyumim of mitzvah mideoraita, and this is the first time you get to do them, but you have no idea the significance of what you're doing when you're doing. For that reason, there are a few mitzvot that stick out to me primarily, because the first time I did them was already when I was at a place that I could truly appreciate what I was doing. Right? One of them is Aliyah, that mitzvah, I was already at a place where I could appreciate the significance of what I was doing. And the other one is not really the first time I was Mekayim the mitzvah itself, but the first time I put on and made a bracha on tzitzit with tchelet, because I was doing the mitzvah in its full form. That was the beginning around Yom Kippur time of my Shana Bet, and I felt it as I was putting on that beged of tzitzit and making that mitzvah for the first time. It was such a tremendous feeling, because I was like, oh my gosh, here's a mitzvah mideoraita I've literally never done before. This is unbelievable to me. And that's when you're 13, that's literally every mitzvah, but you don't even think about it. Okay, the Chida's answer is not the only one, right? The Shilte Giborim suggests the following, quotes Mishlei, right? Reishit Chochma Yirat Hashem. What is the inyan of Kriyat Shema? Why do you say Kriyat Shema? It's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim, right? You're accepting the heavenly yoke upon yourself. So Reishit Chochma, the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom is Yirat Shemaim. And therefore, how should we start learning Shas? Why Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim by mentioning Kriyat Shema? Now, what is the actual mitzvah of Shema? Is it just Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? That sounds like Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim, and the truth is that's the Ramban's Shita. He says, yeah, that's what Shema is. Right? But Rashi, in the first Daf, says, actually, Shema is Shema and Ve'ahavta. Both of them are the mitzvah, mideoraita, to say Shema. Tosfot does not believe that's sufficient. He doesn't say this straight out, but he doesn't believe that Rashi's answer is sufficient, doesn't include all of the mitzvah deoraita, and that implies that Tosfos believes it's actually the first two parakim, meaning it's Shema, Vehafta, and Vehaya, according to Tosfos, is your mitzvah deoraita. And according to the Rambam, what's the only thing we haven't said yet? You have Shema, you have Vehafta, you have Vehaya, and you have the final paragraph of Vayomer. Now, it's very interesting that there is an inyan, there is a mitzvah, according to most, that mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim b'chol yom, every single day, mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim is a mitzvah. There's one problem. The Rambam doesn't include it in his 613. That's very interesting. Why would the Rambam not include mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim in his 613 mitzvah? So there are a couple different suggestions. Maybe because it's enough to do it belave. Maybe it's actually derabbanan. But Reb Chaim's like, no, it's pshat in the Rambam. He believes that all of Kriyat Shema from Shema through Vayomer, the last paragraph, is deoraita. And what do you say at the end of the last paragraph? You mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the Rambam doesn't need an independent mitzvah for Haskarat Yitziat Mitzrayim. He believes the mitzvah deoraita of Shema is to include Haskarat Yitziat Mitzrayim, and therefore you're already doing it twice every day. Why does he need to tack on another mitzvah? Rambam l'shitato, you're already be mekayim, your mitzvah mideoraita. It's interesting that there is no bracha for Shema. We generally have Birkat HaMitzvah. Right? It's interesting that we don't really have a bracha. So Rav Amram Gaon, the truth is Rav Amram Gaon did make an Asher Kitshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu on Kriyat Shema. Rabbeinu Yonah rejects that shita. He does not believe that that's how we hold. However, the Avud Ram has a really has a beautiful pshat. He says as follows. What's the inyan of a bracha? Meaning, like, you have to remind, like, what are you saying? God, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do this. Did you forget? Like, did you not realize He commanded you to do it? What do we hope to be accomplishing with a bracha? Is it shevach? Is it, you know, what is a birkat mitzvah? It's not a birkat shevach. It's not a birkat adah. What's the inyan of a birkat mitzvah? It's so that you should be doing the mitzvah with the right mindset. And what's the right mindset? Realizing that you're a bar chiyuva, that you absolutely have to do this because Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do it, and you are obligated to everything He says. What does the Avudraham explain? That a birkat hamitzvah, the bracha that you make on the mitzvah, is kabbalat ol malchut shemayim. So you wouldn't need it for one mitzvah, which is shema, which is kabbalat ol malchut shemayim. You don't need to make a kabbalat ol malchut shemayim for your kabbalat ol malchut shemayim. So shema is the only mitzvah that seemingly wouldn't need a birkat hamitzvah. Okay, with that, let's get going to the Gemara. May matai korin et shema be'arvin, meshasha konim nichnasim le'echol v'trumatan, ad sof ha'shmura rishona. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that it's from the time of the Kohanim are allowed to eat their truma, right? What does that mean? Well, basically, a Kohen who becomes Tomei is not allowed to eat truma. So he goes to the mikvah, and at that point, he's a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is someone who is Tomei and has completed the necessary processes to become un-Tomei, but you're still Tomei for the rest of the day. So with Ha'arev Shemesh, when the sun goes down, you're now Tahor, and you're allowed to eat truma. So that's the earliest time. And you have until Sofa Shmura Rishona, which is one-third of the evening. That's Rabbi Yazir Shita. Chachamim Omerim Ad Chatzot, so that's until midnight, according to the Chachamim. Rav Gamliel Omer Ad Shiala Amud HaShachar. You actually have until basically the next day, or until dawn the next day, when until Amud Olad Shachar. Maseh Uba Ubanav Mi Beit HaMishte. Rav Gamliel's sons came back from a party late at night. Amar Ulo Lo Karanu Kriyat Shema. Amar Lehem Im Lo Ala Amud HaShachar. Chayevim Tem Likrot. Veloso bilvad amru ela koma shamru chamim archatzod mitzvata nachiela memur shachar. He said, we didn't daven kriyat shema. What are we supposed to do? We missed it. It's past chatzod. He says, you haven't elot shachar. You absolutely need to say it now. And not only that, by the way, every single mitzvah which its time period that was given for it was chatzod, you actually b'di'evet have until olot shachar. You still have to say it. What are those mitzvot that we're told to do it until chatzot that really we're allowed to do until amur shachar? Hakter chalavim ve'evarim mitzvatan ad shi'ala amur shachar. So this is after the korbanot are given, after you bring the korbanot in the morning and in the afternoon. You have all these excess fats and limbs, they get burnt at the in the evening, right? They get burnt in the evening, and you're supposed to do that burning until chatzot. But if you didn't, so then you do it in until alot shachar. V'kohan ne'echalim l'yom echad mitzvatan ad shi'ala amur shachar. Any korban that you only have one day to eat, such as the korban chata, the korban asham, you bring it, and then you have just that day to eat it. That's that mitzvah you're supposed to do until chatzot. You're supposed to eat until chatzot. But if you didn't, then you could do it until amud shachar. Im kein lama amru chachamim ad chatzot k'dara chigadam me'avera. So why did the chachamim say until chatzot? It's just to distance people from avera. But even the chachamim seemingly would say, well, the chachamim say, yeah, mikar adin, yeah, you have until all night, but we want to distance people from do avera. What's the inyan there? Well, the inyan there is, what if I told you have all night to say shema? I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. It's nighttime, you're going to fall asleep. Meaning, we do really have that same model elsewhere. But it's nighttime, you might fall asleep, you might push it off, you might forget. So just do it by chatzot, that we don't keep pushing it off and miss it. Chas v'shalom, you're going to miss kriyat shema. And by korbanot, which are only eaten for one day, what's the problem there? Well, if you eat it afterward, it's probably, I think it's karet, in fact. I think that's what Rashi says, no? That if you eat it afterward? I think so, but I could be wrong. Anyway, Gemara. Tana hechakai. Tani eimatai. Right, what is me'eimatai? At what point am I allowed to start saying Shema? At what point? Well, you should have taught me. you have to say Shema. Where is the Tana picking up from that he's already assuming you have to say Shema, where he's saying, at what point do I start saying Shema? But two and furthermore, and why would he have to start from Arvid? Why would he start from Mariv? Start from Shachrit. Now, Lichor, it's a strange question, right? I think everyone in this room could tell me why exactly you'd start from Mariv, Vayer Vayevoker, right? I mean, it starts, right? So what does Tosfot say? Tosfot says, no, the assumption is, by Korbanot, what's mentioned first? By Korbanot, Shachrit is mentioned first. The Korban Shel Shachrit is mentioned first. And therefore, the logic would be, especially if you hold, well, no matter what you hold, because Tfilot may have been established after the Korbanot, if the Korbanot Shel Shachar is mentioned first, you should mention the Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar first. And even if you believe, Tosfot doesn't say this, but it's a logical svara, even if you believe that what were the Korbanot based on? Oh, the Avot. Okay, who was the first of the Avot? It was Avraham. And what was he mitakin? Shachar, we should start from Shachar, Lichora. So we're going to give an answer that resolves both questions. Tana Ekra Kai, right? The Tana is starting from the pasuk. Dichtiv b'shav chav kumecha. He's learning the pasuk. It's the first pasuk in the Torah that says you have to say Kriyat Shema in the evening and in the morning when you go to sleep or when you lie down and when you wake up. V'achi katani zman Kriyat Shema deshkiva emat mishasha konim nechnesim lechol trumatan. Right? And he's saying, okay, so he's reading this pasuk, and he's saying, okay, b'shach b'chal of kumecha. Okay, well, what is that time of b'shach b'chal? What is qualitatively the time that you start lying down? Oh, that is the same time when the kohanim start eating the truma. The Ebite Ema, alternatively, could say, yalif mi b'riyato shel olam, you should just learn it out from the creation of the world. Dichtiv v'her v'yivoker yom echad. Right? Clearly, we start with the evening, though the Rishbam understands that differently, but let's ignore that sheet for right now. V'her v'yivoker yom echad. Right? So he starts from the evening. Ihachi seifa daktani b'shachar mevarech shtayim l'faneha v'echad l'achareha be'er mevarech shtayim l'faneha v'shtayim l'achareha litni d'arvi b'reisha. Right? Meaning, what's the difficulty here? In the Seifa of this Mishnah, which we're going to see on Daf Aleph, Yemir Tashem, everyone should still be going strong by Daf Yud Aleph, right? Everyone should still be going strong at that point. What we're going to see there is that in the Seifa, when we deal with Birkot Kriyat Shema, what do we say? We start with Shachrit, and how many Birkot Kriyat Shema are by Shachrit, and then we teach Arvid of how many Birkot Kriyat Shema are by Arvid. So if you want to say it's so logical to start from Mariv, then you should start by Mariv in the Seifa as well. Why do you only do it for the Reisha? Patach ba'arvit v'hadar tani b'shachrit ad dekai b'shachrit parish mili d'shachrit v'hadar parish mili d'arvit. No, we understand why we started from Mariv b'shach b'cha uv kumecha. So we had to say, okay, what's the time of b'shach b'cha? This is the time of b'shach b'cha. What's the time of kumecha? This is the time of uv kumecha. Oh, but now we're already talking about shachrit. Okay, so we're already talking about shachrit. I'm going to tell you that by shachrit you have birkot kriyat shema like this and like this. But by arvit, and then we go back to arvit because you weren't talking about that subject as of right now, right? You start by Mariv, it makes sense. Then you have to teach the time for Shachrit. You're already talking about Shachrit, so let me just finish everything I have to tell you about Shachrit, and then I'll go back to talking about Mariv. Amar Mar. Me'ashah shekonim nichnasim le'echol b'trumatan michdi kohanim emat kachli truma emat kachli truma mishat tzedek kochavim. Right? So what do I actually learn from this? I mean, it tells me that it doesn't say, oh, you start at tzedek kochavim. It says, start when the Kohanim can eat Truma. And what do I see from this? Right? That Kohanim are roi to eat Truma at Tzedek Kochavim. Lead me Mishat Tzedek Kochavim. Meaning, why don't you just teach me Milchad Chila? Tzedek Kochavim. Why don't the Mishnah open up by saying, when can you start? Tzedek Kochavim. You want to teach me an example of another thing that can be done at the same time? You should just teach me the time, right? Give me the, you know, the pashat explanation. Tzedek Kochavim. Don't give me another thing that happens. Like, how do I even know that Kohanim can eat Truma then? Milta Agav Orche Kamashmalan. The Gemara does this a lot. And in fact, you see some Rabbanim doing this. Rav Shechter loves doing this. He will teach you anything he possibly can while answering your question. Anything he can fit in there. He can give you a three-word answer, but he'll speak for 10, 20 minutes, teaching you everything he possibly can while giving you this answer, right? So the Gemara realized, oh, we have an opportunity to teach you something a la Derech. Instead of just saying Tzedek Kochavim, which would teach you about Kriyat Shema, instead I can teach you about Kohanim and about Kriyat Shema. So that's why we did it that way. Kohanim emat ka'achli b'truma. At what point is it the Kohanim can start eating truma? Mishat Tzedek Kochavim. That's a Tzedek Kochavim. That's what the Gemara is teaching you. V'aka mashmalan. And what does this imply to us that we're learning a new chiddush here? The kapara lo me'akva. That the kapara isn't me'akev. What does that mean? The kapara is the korban that the Kohen has to bring for becoming tameh in the first place. He has to bring that korban. But can he eat the truma before he brings that korban? Yes, absolutely. The bringing the korban does not stop him from eating the truma. That is what we're teaching. teaching you here with this chiddush of saying that the moment the sun goes down, you're good. Doesn't matter if you brought the korban already or not. Kidatanya, as we taught in the Braita, Uba Shemesh V'tayer, right? The sun goes down, V'tayer, and you're allowed to eat the truma. Biat shamsho me'akvato, so it is the going down of the sun that is me'akiv that stops you from eating truma, me'lechol truma. Ven kabarato me'akvato, but bringing the korban does not stop you me'lechol truma from eating truma. Umay dahai uba shemesh biat hashemesh, v'hai tar yoma. But how do you know that this biat hashemesh, uba hashemesh, refers to the sun going down? And furthermore, how do you know that this v'taher is speaking about the day ending? By the way, v'taher is not talking about the kohen. The tire is talking about the day ending, right? What does that mean? Just like tahara is basically the ceasing of all tuma, right? The tire means that the day is completely gone. The day is completely wiped away, right? Tahara is like wiping away all the tuma. There's no traces of day left. That's what we're talking about here. But how do you know that that's talking about the sun going down? Maybe Biat HaShemesh is the sun coming up. Maybe that's when the light comes out. And maybe V'taher is talking about the Kohen, right? Dilma, Biat Orohu, Umay V'taher, Taher Gavra. Maybe it's the coming of the light and that the person himself, the Kohen himself, needs to be Mitaher himself. Meaning, what does he need to do? Bring a Korban. Meaning, it's the morning of the eighth day that you're Tahor, but only if you brought the Korban. Amarav Barashila, Im Kame Limakra, Vayitaher. Then the watch of the Pasuk have said, Vayitaher, meaning showing it's an active obligation upon the individual, the Kohen. But it doesn't say that, it says, Vitaher, my Vitaher, Tarayoma. What is that? So what is Vitaher and not Vayitaher? The day is pure, meaning it is completely wiped away. There are no more traces of the day left. Kida Amri Inji, right? As people say, Iarev Shimsha Vadki Yoma, right? The sun will go down, and the day will be done. B'ma'arava, hadara v'arashila lo shmielahu. Right? B'ma'arava, in the West, in Israel, they didn't hear that pshat of Rav Arashila. So how do they know this? How do they know the answer to this question if they didn't hear his pshat? U'ba'ule mi'bayim ha'ai, u'ba'ashemesh bi'at shemsho, hu umay v'taher taher yoma. Right? And they asked the following question. Meaning, it could be that Uba HaShemesh refers to the sun setting, and Tahar refers to the day ending. Oh, Dilma, but perhaps Biat Orohu, maybe it's really referring to the sun rising, Umay V'Tahar Tahar Gavra, and the person being Matahar himself, V'Hader Pashtula Mibraita, and they didn't answer this from getting the pshat from a pasuk. How did they answer it from it? They answered this from a Braita, Miriktani B'Braita, similar davar, Tzedek Kochavim. Right, similar davar, we're actually going to see this braita later, that we have an explicit mentioning of Tzeta Kochavim behekshir to the Kohanim eating truma, and therefore they learn from this braita that we're talking about the sun going down and not the sun coming up. Shmamina biat shamshahu umay v'taher taher yoma. So it must be that we're talking about the sun going down, and therefore the taher refers to the completion of the day, and not the person purifying himself. Amamar mishasha konim nichnasim lechol b'trumatan uraminhu me'ematay korin et shma be'arvin misha ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach. Right? Right, so we said that what is the time that you can begin saying Mariv, begin saying Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? That is when the Kohanim can start eating Truma. However, we're going to contrast that against a seemingly contradictory Tanaic statement that says that when can you start saying Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? When Aniim, when poor people go start to eat their Seuda. Why is this like such a big Inyan? Like, why is this a unique Inyan? Oh, when poor people start eating, that's when you can start. Why do poor people eat at a different time? Because they can't afford to light up their houses. So they're makbid to start eating a little bit earlier so that they can eat in the light time. So they start eating a little bit earlier, and that's why it's a specific Inyan by poor people eating. And therefore, we have two different standards, two different Tanaic standards for when this shiur of when you can start saying Kriyat Shema is. So how do we contend with that? Vada, a seifa vada pliga matnitin deresha. So the seifa of the Mishnah is using a different standard of this shear than the resha is. Milei mapligi amatnitin lo ani v'kohen chad shiurahu. No, it's not a machloket. They're just, it's the same shiur. It's the same exact time. They're just putting it in two different terminologies, right? If I would have said seder kochavim and I would have said kohanim eating truma, you would know that's not two different times. It's just two different times. It's just two different phrases for the same time, right? So similarly here, the anim eat at the same time the kohanim can start eating truma. Uraminu, okay, well, how about this one? Another potentially contradictory or contradictory Tanaic statement. So Rabbi Meir holds, when can you say Kriyat Shema in the evening? When you would eat your Suda, when? On Erev Shabbat. Now, why would you eat your Suda on Erev Shabbat earlier? Similar to why the Aniyim would eat their Suda earlier every day. Because you can't light up lights on Shabbos, right? So for that reason, people would do it earlier, and therefore you have the Aniyim doing it earlier because they don't have lights. The people Erev Shabbos doing it earlier so they can eat in the light, when it's still light out. That's what we may receive. Mishashakonim zakayin lechol betrumatan. Betrumatan. Okay, so we have the two shitas of Rimeir and Chachamim. Chachamim mentioned the Kohanim eating truma, Rimeir mentions people eating it Erev Shabbos. Now, we don't understand why this is a problem yet, and we're going to actually take a long time to get to why it's a problem, because first we have to be Mevayer a couple in Yanim to explain a few things about the Braita that we just brought in, or the Mishnah that we just brought in. Simon, Zakayin Lechovim. Simon Ladavar Tzedekochavim. Right? And what time is it that the Kohanim eat from their Truma? Tzedekochavim. By the way, this is the Braita that we referred to earlier when the Bnei Ma'arava asked, how do we know this is the sun going down? Oh, you learn it from a Braita, which is Simon Ladavar Tzedekochavim. So when, in the context of Kohanim eating Truma, we said Simon Ladavar Tzedekochavim. And that's how the Bnei Ma'arava in Israel figured out that we were talking about the sun going down and not the sun coming back out. We're still not ready to talk about why this Braita is a problem for what we just said. We still have to explain. V'afal pishein raya ladavar, zecher ladavar. Right? Even though we have no explicit raya that it's Tzedek Kochavim, there's a mentioning of it in the pasuk. Shne'emar, because the pasuk says, "Vanachnu usim melacha v'chetzi amachzikim beramachim melot tashachar ad Tzedek Kochavim." We're working; they're fighting, meaning they're holding their spears. From what times? From olot tashachar until when? Tzedek Kochavim. Ve'omer, and furthermore, say, "V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar." In the nighttime, we have a watch. V'hayom melacha, and in the day we work. My Omer, one second. What was wrong with the first pasuk? Or the first pasuk, you told me, Olot HaShachar until Tzedek Kochavim, you were working and they were fighting. That seems like a legitimate place to learn that the day ends at Tzedek Kochavim. Why do you need the Omer, which categorizes day and night further? My Omer, V'chiteim amichi arva shamsha liliyahu ve'inu d'michavshu mikadmi. Right? Well, perhaps what would you have said? No, the sun going down is nighttime, but we were so makpid. Right, or we were so into the work, or the work was so strenuous, that we actually stayed later, until after the day ended and continued to work. Tashma, v'ayalanu halayla mishmar v'ayom melacha. So it tells me that when do you work? In the day. In the day that you do your work, and in the night you do the mishmar. So that mashma, that if I'm not working, it's no longer, or if I'm still working, it is still day. I wouldn't say that, even though the day ended at sunset, I'm still working, because the malacha is associated with the day. And so, if I'm still working, it is still considered day, therefore Tzedek Kochavim is categorically the end of the day. That's why you needed both psukim. Now, we are ready to understand why this pasuk, why this braita poses a problem, or is potentially contradictory to the Mishnah that we mentioned beforehand. Salka daitach de ani ubnei adam chad shiurahu. It's reasonable to assume the following, to make the following assumption, that when an ani would eat his meal on a normal day is the same as when people would eat their meal on Erev Shabbos. Why is it reasonable to make that assumption? Because they're doing it for the same reason. They don't have lights. So if they're the same shear because they exist for the exact same reason, then I have a little bit of a problem. V'yamar ani v'kohen chad shiura, because if you want to say that ani v'kohen is the same shiur, as we tried to be mitarets earlier, we said earlier that, yeah, in achinami, ani and kohen are the same exact shiur, and the resha and the seifa aren't arguing at all. Because if you tried to say that, then what would you end up with? Chachamim, hainu Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim are the exact same shita of Rabbi Meir, right? We're going to have to use the transitive property for this one. Right now, I never finished high school, but I got this far. Right? If you want to say that Ani and Bnei Adam are the same shear, right? And Ani and Kohen are the same shear, then Kohen and Bnei Adam are the same shear. Kohen, when the Kohen eats Truma, when Bnei Adam are eating their Suda, Erev Shabbos, is the same shear. That's a problem. Because you presented to me that idea as a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, but they're two different, but that's the exact same Shita. How is that a machloket? Rabbi Meir says Mishasha when people eat Erev Shabbat, but the Chachamim say when the Kohanim can eat their Truma? How could that be? That's the same exact Shita. It must be Elish Mamina Ani Shiur Lechud, but Kohen Shiur Lechud. It must be that the Ani and the Kohen are actually two different time periods. Lo, no, that's not true. Ani the Kohen Chad Shiura. Actually, Ani and the Kohen are the same Shir. Who? The Ani, the Bnei Adam love Chad Shiura. It's actually the Ani. I mean, you had a logical svara to tell me that the Ani and the Bnei Adam would eat at the same time, right? It's logical, but it's just actually not the case. It's not referring to the same Shir. And therefore, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing, but our initial question of the Reisha being cholik on the Seifa is actually not arguing. That is one Shir. The Ani the Kohen Chad Shiurahu, but are Ani and Kohen really one shear? Uraminu, but now I'm going to offer a third time where I'm going to try to contrast this statement, present a seemingly contradictory tonight statement. Right? Here we're going to have a lot of shitas. At what time can I start reading Kriyat Shema in the evening? Mishah Shekidesh Hayom Be'arve Shabbatot. Right? At the time when it's Shabbos. At the time when Shabbat starts. Right? And we know that Shabbat is 25 hours, right? Why? Because we started earlier. We started into the previous day. Why? Because it's been a shmashot. Right? It's safek yom, safek laila. It's not, we don't know if it's day or night, and therefore we start it earlier. At that time, when we start Shabbat, even though you wouldn't look outside and say, oh, it's clearly nighttime, it's been a shmashot. That is the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema. Benish Masha. Diva Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Mishasha Kohanim Mituharim Lechov Trumatan. Right, when the Kohanim can eat their Truma. Rabbi Meir hold, Mishasha Akonim Tovlin Lechov Trumatan. No, it's when the Kohanim, not when they can, Lemaise eat their Truma, but when they do the Tvila to become a Tvul Yom so that they can eat the Truma. Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Valo Kohanim Ibod Yomem Tovlin. Wait, don't Kohanim go to the mikvah to do the tefillah in the middle of the day? They have to dafka do it during daytime. If you have to do it during daytime, you're going to tell me it's the earliest time to say Mariv? It isn't to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? That doesn't check out. We're going to get back to that in a little bit. Rabbi Chanina Omer, what does Rabbi Chanina behold? Mishashe Ani Nichnas Le'echol Pito B'melach. Right? Similar to that's the Shita of the Ani that we heard earlier. Rabbi Acha, the Amri La, Rabbi Acha Omer, Mishasha Rov Bnei Adam Nichlasim Lesev. Right, when most people come in from their day of work, Ve'i Amart Ani VeKohen Chad Shiura. If you wanted to say that Ani and Kohen are Chad Shiura, again, we had a lot of shitas, but let's recall that we had two different shitas: one that spoke about when the Kohanim could eat the Truma, and one that spoke about when the Ani would start his meal. Rabbi Chanina, Hein Rabbi Yeshua. Then those two shitas, which were the shitas of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua, that would be the exact same shita. El alav shma mina shiura de ani lechud b'shiura de kohen lechud shma mina. So really, what must we conclude? That when the ani eats his meal, when the poor person eats his meal, and the kohen is allowed to eat the truma, those are two different times, and they're two different established shitas. And then you have to go back to when we said, okay, then the Seifa is arguing on the Mishnah, inachinami. Yeah, they're two different tanaim, they have two different shitas. We don't like saying that, but we will when we absolutely have to. Hai minayum uchar. Okay, which one is later? I know Kohanim eat their truma tzedek u'chav. That I know. Is the Ani eating his meal later, or is it earlier than that? Mistaber the Ani me'uchar. It makes sense to say that the Ani is actually later than that. Why? The Amar the Ani Mukdam, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Lezer. Right? Now, this isn't an absolute svara, but it's logical to make this conclusion that if you wanted to say that the Ani eating his Seuda was before Tzedek Kochavim, then you'd probably have to say that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eliezer have the same Shita. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was Ben Shmashot is the earliest time to say it. Right? Now, so if you wanted to say that Rabbi Chanina's Shita was before Tzedek Kochavim, then Rabbi Chanina's Shita would seemingly be the same as Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Well, not necessarily. Why can't you just say Rabbi Eliezer holds Ben Shmashot and Rabbi Chanina holds before Ben Shmashot? So Tosfot says it's really hard to suggest that we're going to introduce an earlier time than when it's still light out, like an additional Shir Zman before Tzedek Kochavim, and say that actually that is That's a legitimate time to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arafit, which, by the way, we're all running late to. Elalav Shema Minah, De'ani Me'uchar Shema Minah. It must be that the Ani is later than that. I wanted to finish the daf, but we'll stop at these two dots. Shkoyach.